Welcome to the Creating Us podcast, hosted by the Office of Leader and Culture Development. My name is Jason Weber, your host, and today I'm going to do something a little bit different. Instead of having the entire team on, I'm going to go ahead and take a different spin to this podcast. So for those who are listening, I would love your feedback. What do you think? Do you like it? Do you not? Either way, let me know. That'll determine how we move forward with this idea. So over the last 8 weeks, I've been working closely with the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center and sharing a simple truth. Now, if you're wondering, what am I talking about with the simple truth? Well, Randy Connolly and Ken Blanchard wrote a book, The Simple Truths of Leadership, The 52 Ways to Be a Servant Leader and Build Trust. So within this book are 52 lessons. And so each week I send out a new lesson to leaders. And it provides encouragement, insight, maybe a new idea on how they can better connect with their teams to build trust, meaningful relationships, to help get their team to those high levels of success and effectiveness. We've been able to expand this not only to the Health Sciences Center, but to our campus in El Paso, to Angelo State University, Midwestern State, and even at Texas Tech University. We see it across the system. We've got some great resources that have been provided. But the one thing that's been missing is a podcast. For those that enjoy being able to listen, I wanted to offer this. So as I say, I'm looking for your feedback. That's exactly what I'm looking for. Hey, like the podcast, don't like the podcast idea. And if not, totally fine. If you do, awesome. Maybe we'll continue doing these. Okay, enough on that. Let's focus on our simple truth for today. Simple truth number 8. The title of this one is The Best Minute Servant Leaders Spend is the One They Invest in People. The essence of this simple truth is relationships. This simple truth was written by Ken Blanchard and references and really goes back to his work on the one-minute manager. So if you're familiar with Ken Blanchard and his work, you think about the one-minute manager. What is the essence? What is it that he's trying to get with that? This simple truth really builds on that. And investing in people, what value can that have for your team? When we think about investing in those within our care, and I want to say it doesn't matter if you are a positional leader or if you are fill in the blank. We know and we understand that everybody is a leader at every given time, right? There are times where I'm going to be a leader. There are times I'm going to be a follower. So this isn't about positional leadership. This is about being a leader within those in your care, those in your circle, whether it's your peers or fill in the blank. When we think about the idea of developing relationships with our peers, what do you think about? You know, in my experience, I've seen kind of a spectrum. On the left side, it would be individuals who might say, I don't really need to spend the time developing relationships because this is work. Work isn't my life. Work doesn't define me. And in all honesty, I don't care. Okay, that's one side. The other side of it is, I want to be able to develop meaningful relationships with those I work with because I spend so much time with them. Now, regardless of where you fall, what we know is that those individuals who develop relationships with others, or at least who are willing to engage with others, see higher levels of effectiveness and success. And that's the truth. So when we're talking about the best minute we spend is the one where we invest in others, I want you to think about it as developing relationships with them, getting to know them. And I want you to define that. What does that mean to you? What does that look like for you? Because I can guarantee developing a quality and effective relationship at work is going to look different for me than it is for each and every one of you. And that's okay. You know, we all have viewpoints. We all have our different perspectives, right, on what it means. Some people, they're very outward and they enjoy having a large network of those they're connected to, closely connected to. And then you've got others who are more focused on the inward side, where I don't need as much of a large network, so to speak. I'm good with just a few friends here and there, regardless of how you define that. And that's fine. But what we're talking about today in this simple truth is, how can we commit to investing in others? Now, I want to take you back to an experience I had when I was a leader with a team up in Wisconsin. Before I started, very first day, the team had asked if they could meet with me. They wanted to spend a little bit of time getting to know me, which I thought was a fantastic idea. So I remember going in, you know, all dressed up because I wanted to impress them. And we're sitting in an office and we were just kind of talking, going around, just again, as a smaller team. So and just getting to know each other a little bit. One of the team members then said to me, "Can I ask you a favor?" And I said, "Well, of course." And they said, "Every Monday morning, we spend about 10 minutes where we talk about our weekend, just how the families are doing, kids are doing. Is that something we could keep doing, please?" Well, of course. Why not? Like, why wouldn't we? And so as I started from the very first week, all the way through my time with them, every Monday morning or Tuesday, if there was a holiday or we had team members out due to travel or sick or whatever, we each week we would check in. How was your weekend? How is your family? What did you do that was fun? And then what we did is we decided as a group, we enhanced it. And after we talked about our weekend, we then added two questions. What is a success you experienced last week? And then what is one area where you're stuck this week? And what we did is it essentially allowed us to open up our communication, where we could say, we could be vulnerable with each other. We could be transparent to say, "Hey, this is a big success, no matter how little, no matter how big it was. This was a success I had. And, you know, as I'm going into this week, this is a challenge for me. This is somewhere where I haven't quite thought about how I'm going to work through this." And when the challenges were presented, we would offer up, "Are you open to ideas or thoughts? Would you like to talk through this some more?" And if we needed to schedule some time with that person, we would. Or we would say, "Have you thought about A? Have you thought about B?" And just to be able to expand kind of their thinking, right? We wanted to bring different perspectives. But what that did is it created a space where our team knew, hey, this is about us, where, yeah, we're going to end it talking about work, but we're going to start with our family. You know, this is the time when I learned about the joy of pumpkin waffles. Seriously, if you've never tried anything like it, they're amazing. Yeah, a downfall of me. If you want email me saying, "Ooh, can I get the recipe?" No, because I don't have it. But I'm hopeful that a good Google search will lead you to something. But, you know, we would talk about, you know, the things that we all enjoyed. What were our hobbies? You know, maybe we watched a good movie. Regardless, we used that time and it was 10 to 15 minutes. It was quick. And we were a team of six, so we were small. But it was quick. It did not interfere with our work week. And yet that set the tone for the rest of the week. So Ken Blanchard offers a few other options for you to consider. Is that, again, the best minute you can invest in people can focus on simple things. Again, these don't have to be sit down and tell me about your life story. Where were you born? Tell me about good experiences growing up, bad experiences. I mean, that's not what we're getting at. But we have to start somewhere, right? We have to start somewhere. If your relationship with your coworkers or peers ends up going down that path of, "Oh, hey, we knew the same people," or maybe we grew up in the same area, great. But it's got to start somewhere. And so maybe what we do is we go to our peers and we say, "Hey, listen, I've got this problem. What ideas or suggestions do you have?" Again, another point is, hey, how is the family? Because we know this, that our home life is going to impact our work life. Yeah, you know, you can say, "Oh, well, I'm good at compartmentalizing and stuff." It's going to impact it regardless, right? And share what you want to share. I'm not saying and telling anyone that you must share all personal details. Not at all. This isn't about exposing your deepest and darkest secrets, but what you're doing is you're finding commonalities. You're building trust within your team. You know, maybe you know that one of your peers has a presentation coming up. Wish them good luck. Hey, is there anything you need? Do you need a cheerleader? Do you want me in the back kind of rooting you on? Are you worried about engagement? Do you want me to come along and start engaging with you so you at least have one person? I mean, whatever it may be. Or if it's their birthday, wish them a happy birthday. Send them a card. Write them just a little note saying, hey, happy birthday. You know, if they're not the type of person who like to be publicly praised with that, that's okay. But that takes what, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, maybe? You know, go and tell somebody, hey, thank you. But let me tell you why I'm thanking you, right? Or I just wanted to let you know, I saw what you did there with that customer or with your peer. I really appreciate that about you. How long did that take? And yet the reward we get is far massive. You know, another angle that we can look at this, and this is, you know, an example that I don't know if I heard, I'm sure I heard this somewhere. I don't remember who to give credit to for this, but just think of the statement here where it's far easier for us to spend a few minutes in the beginning answering any questions or I'll use this example, praising others so that we don't have to spend hours on the back end fixing it. And really the premise behind this is spend the few extra minutes in the beginning asking those questions, reviewing it just one more time, maybe getting another perspective. So that way in the end, we're not having to say, well, wait a second, we're having to spend all these hours undoing and maybe redoing. Granted, this isn't going to fix every situation, but think about it. Think about the reward. If you were the type of person who praised others, who developed relationships with others, and again, it's walking by someone's office, hey, how was your weekend? Do anything fun? You know, did you get to lay low? Oh, that's awesome, right? I mean, that's wonderful. Or, you know, any big plans coming up? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. So when we say the best minute servant leaders spend is the one they invest in people, he's intentional with that word minute. So if we think about how many minutes we have in the day, if we think about our time, I want to challenge you and I want to encourage you to get in that habit of stepping away from your work. And maybe that's not the best way to phrase it, but that's how I'm going to phrase it. Step away from work just for a minute to invest in others. Now, there's a number of different ways that we can do this. And if you want more ideas or suggestions, let me know. I'd be happy to share that with you. But for this week, I want to encourage you. Take a minute. Invest in others. Wish them a happy birthday. Wish them good luck. Ask them their opinions. Ask how their day went, their evening went, their weekend went. And pay attention. I'm confident that you'll start to see a change in how you develop relationships with those you work with. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this. Again, let me know what you think. Good, bad, indifferent? Keep doing it? Don't? Let me know. jason.weber@ttu.edu. Again, jason.weber, W-E-B-E-R, @ttu.edu. Until next time, take care.